So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs. And my guest today is so much fun. She travels around the world. She lives in a beautiful home in the Carolinas. And we were just kind of having a conversation about that. And I'm so joyful she could spend time with me today, just fresh coming back from Rome. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me on. That was a great introduction. I like myself. I'm like, who is that girl?
You're like, Julia Sotis, she's really got it going on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's me. Well, let's just jump right in with, you know, we were just having some casual conversations about houses in the background, and you just shifted your whole housing energy, and you had a house built. And tell me a little bit about that for those people that are kind of outgrowing their living space. What can they do about that? And how can they have it be, you know, how can they have some of what you're having?
Yeah. No, I got married. So I met my husband 3 years ago at an Access Consciousness class in Costa Rica.
And Let's just say his name because he's so wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. He's Dr. Anthony Mattis. He's a little bit famous too. Yeah. Okay. and he his wife passed away 6 years ago, actually due to suicide. She had severe bipolar and left their 2-year-old daughter and 8-year-old and 10-year-old boys. So 6 years later, I met him 3 years later, and we got married a year ago, and I moved down from Vancouver, Canada, to South Carolina. And his house definitely did not fit all of us, and it was definitely time for both of us to expand. And so we started using the access tools, and we're like, we would love to have like a big, beautiful house. And we searched for a month because I love looking at houses. Like, all I want to do is look at houses.
Wow.
And so we spent a whole month looking at homes. And I wanted to just get into a house, buy a house that had been previously owned. And he's like, no, I want to build a house and have it totally fresh and totally ours.
Oh my gosh.
And so luckily he got his way because I love living in a new house.
You know, I think when you're an energy sensitive, I think there is something to being in a new house because there aren't all those things in the walls and there aren't all those entities floating around and there, you know, it really is a different energy than a house that's been lived in by many different occupants who've gone through a lot of things. And when you go through things, you know, that can get stuck in the walls.
It does. It does. And, you know, we're South Carolina, you know, we're near the ocean, near Hilton Head Island in a town of about 30,000 people called Bluffton. Uh-huh. And it's stunning because it's all trees. It's all earth. It's all that deep Carolina rainforest.
Wow.
So it's kind of, you know, it breaks my heart a little bit to watch the forest come down, but I'm certainly grateful for the home that we were able to build on such a beautiful, fresh plot with just like, you know, a deep, thick forest in the backyard.
Did you have to do anything as far as like when you were visioning your house? What kinds of, tell us a little bit about like, I think, I don't know the question that I have. It's something around shifting into allowing yourself to have something that nice.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I never lived in anything this nice before, like not even close. Well, actually, that's not true. When I moved from Manitoba, where I grew up, to Vancouver, that was one of the biggest changes I've ever made in my life because I was hardly making $4,000 a month and my rent was $3,000 a month.
Wow.
And as soon as I made the choice to move that, I mean, I didn't even have money for the damage deposit for crying out loud.
Right.
But it was so light. And it was this 20th story apartment on the ocean overlooking Stanley Park, the Lionsgate Bridge, and the mountains.
So I mean, contributed.
The snow,
oh, so contributed.
It was like it, yeah. Because it was floor to ceiling windows, you were always outside. It was like always being in the day. But that jump to actually do that, just it wasn't a huge space, but it was a luxurious space, and it was that view with all those windows. So that changed my life. And then, but it wasn't as big as this. And when Anthony and I first moved here, our joke was like, "Hello, hello, hello, hello. Are you there? There?" And it was like, I never had anything like it. Like, just, you know, there's four different doors on the main floor, and just closing and locking the doors every night was like a little event to make sure everything was locked. It was so cool. Like, we were just like little kids.
Wow.
And then to see his kids each get their own room and have, you know, one has a king bed, one has a queen bed, one has a full size bed. And, nice. You know, just the luxury for them. And they have their own living room and space upstairs and just dining room, big office. It's changed our lives. And it has expanded every area to live in an expansive space.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, neither Julia nor I intended to have this whole real estate conversation. And then it just kind of kept coming up to share with everyone who's listening, like how shifting your environment and shifting the world around you can help you. It's like when I even listen to Julia's voice and all the joy in it, that to me inspires me to like be more of an entrepreneur myself, you know?
Oh, cool.
It's just like just knowing that someone else can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like someone else has changed things and has opened up their world. You know?
I know. Yeah, I totally. It's like Gary Douglas always says, like just your choice to be an inspiration is so much more powerful than your choice to tell somebody that something's possible. Like I never, ever tell anybody anything is possible. I just go on living my life and people see and they go, "Whoa, I didn't know that was possible." But seeing it is a lot more important than hearing it.
Well, if I wanted to reach you or find out more about you or maybe take one of your consciousness classes, how would I find you, Julia?
I do all kinds of things. My website is kind of my main hub. I have a really cute website, and it's juliasotas.com. So juliasotas.com, and you could actually catch my podcast on there. I have 3 years of archives of a 1 hour radio show with all the different facilitators of Access Consciousness.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you can see all my classes, my calendar, and what I'm creating next. Lots of videos too. So.
Well, I can't wait to catch up with you. You'll have to come back on the show. Let's check back in some months and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much, Erica.